This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have the one and only ServiceStar Consulting's very own Mike Neal talking about how to build a frontline staff of engaged advocates. And we took a really deep dive on this one. So some fabulous takeaways here from Mike. So I hope you guys check it out. So where is the employee engagement level currently? What are you seeing out there?
Well, the Gallup Group is the best folks to follow on this, and they do a annual survey of the American workplace. And the great news is this: after about 10 years of effort in employee engagement and tens of millions of dollars spent to improve employee engagement, we've reduced it from 71% of employees disengaged, 71% of employees disengaged in the United States, all the way down to 68%.
So, oh, goody.
Right. So somewhere around 50% of employees in the United States say, I'm disengaged in my work. And meaning it simply doesn't matter to me. It's what I do to be able to do the things I'm engaged in. I'll ask my clients sometimes this time, how many of your employees would get up at 5:30 in the morning on a Saturday to build a Habitat for Humanity house, but then won't show up to work at 8 o'clock to do the work they're being paid to do?
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, why is that? Because Habitat for Humanity House is meaningful and relevant. I'm helping people's lives. Oh, the credit union, I'm running transactions. I'm making debits and credits equal. I'm doing loan applications. No, you're not. You're improving people's financial lives if we'll let them realize it. So about 50% of the people in the United States say I'm disengaged in my work. Mm-hmm. And then about another 18%, they're called actively disengaged.
Oh, wow.
So what looks worse than not caring about work? When I don't care about work, and I don't want you to care about work either. In fact, it irritates me, Mike, that you care. I wish you would dial it down a notch. And I'm the one in the middle like, why are we even talking about this crap? This, you know, they'll never let us do it. And if we do, they won't give us enough people to do it. It's that person.
Yeah.
Kind of has a viral behavior and negativity. So that's somewhere between 68-71%. And my contention is the reason it's so bad is because, and we've spent billions of dollars to try to resolve it with very little improvement.
Yeah.
It's because what we're doing is we're giving them play days, we're having field days, we're letting them wear jeans, we're sending them pizza coupons. And here's what Gallup has found out. 70% of an employee's engagement is directly attributable to one thing. The one thing most credit unions aren't investing in.
What's that?
Management training.
Really?
70% of employees' engagement is their direct relationship with their immediate supervisor. Huh. And then 65% of managers in the United States say, I'm disengaged in my work. Now, notice how condensed these numbers are.
Yeah.
68% of employees disengaged from their work, 65% of managers disengaged from their work, and 70% of the engagement that an employee will ever have is directly attributable to their manager. And what we've done over the years, now this might not be true to everybody's credit union, but it's true a lot, because whenever I share this, people will start laughing out loud. The way we've done it is we promote people on the basis of operational performance. The best teller becomes the best MSR, becomes the best loan processor, becomes the best loan officer. And then one day we need a branch manager and we say, well, he already knows loans and he already knows new accounts. He's got branch experience and he definitely knows Symitar, and he lives near there, so it won't be a long drive. Let's put him out there. And so then we say, are we going to give any management training? Yeah, we'll do that later, but right now we just need to keep this branch running.
Whoa.
So what does he do?
Whoa.
He just wants to be the super MSR. Oh, I want to speak to Rick about my loan. Well, of course you do, because I know where we don't speak to those people. I'll do the loans. And what do managers say all the time? I don't have time to coach, Mike. I would coach. I don't have time to coach. We always do what's important. We always make time for the things that are important. They don't want to do the coaching. They don't want to deal with all the weirdness and the frustration and the interpersonal problems.
Yeah.
And so what they do is they say, I don't have time to, because I'm doing all these loans and doing all these new accounts. So if we don't wake up, and we're trying to grow these very sophisticated credit unions, right? That Ed Filing never expected would happen way back in the 30s, you know, the credit union movement, you know, really began to formalize. We're now these very sophisticated financial institutions with very complex people and very complex systems. And so if we don't start developing our managers in a very specific way, not by, hey, read this book and let me know what you think, but investing and developing them, what we're going to do is we're going to have the best technology and the best systems and the prettiest branding, and we will have disengaged employees with disengaged managers. I would ask, how many of you watching this are saying, man, we've got a coaching problem. Why? Well, one, have we taught them how to coach? And number two, have we made it part of their job such that part of their evaluation is going to be on how well they're coaching? When we do that, we're going to flip it around. But that's one of the bigger challenges that we're finding is we're not improving the management skill level. And so we're not improving then employee engagement because the employees are being frustrated by managers who are kind of like a super MSR rather than a leader.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you can answer this, but as you're talking, I'm like, why is this happening? Why is this happening?
Yeah.
I mean, is it just, is it still new to a lot of people, or what's, I don't know, my ignorance is really showing through here, but why is this happening? Just real briefly.
It's not ignorance. It is, if you think about it, everything screaming at us, a fire alarm, is about production numbers. It's audits. It's goal numbers. Like, for example, if you said to your board, well, you know, our ROA is not very good, but boy, we are really coaching. They're like, okay, how long is this contract up? You know? And so all the fire alarms are, we've got to implement this new technology. We've got to implement this new system. We've got this audit coming up. And then we got another audit coming up. And then we've got the board report, and we've got the numbers we got to produce. And the interest spread is so condensed. And, you know, what are we going to do about fees? All of these things are screaming at us. What's not screaming at us? What's not screaming at us is the lack of coaching. What's not screaming at us is disengaged employees. People do show up to work and they don't make a bunch of mistakes. But the problem is, it's like that thing going on in your house that you don't know. It's like carpenter bees, right? You don't know they're there. All of a sudden, the side of your house falls down because there was no carpenter bee alert. And so it's there. It's happening. And what it's going to do, it's going to undermine our efforts in everything from employee engagement, member experience, and really ultimately branding. I mean, when you think of it, what is going to be your brand? Well, your brand is going to be the experience your members have consistently with your staff, right? Nice logo, but gee, why did it take me so long to get an answer? Why is no one calling me back? I would have expected to hear something by now. Why is it every time I come there, somebody keeps telling me why they can't do something? Why can't people answer simple questions for me? And so those are the things that are just kind of under the surface, but are going to eventually, we're going to sit around, we're going to go, what happened? We've got our technology. We've got everything we bought's working. Is why aren't they coming here begging us to do business for them? Was because everybody else is out there with better technology and they're ahead of you on that curve anyway. And they may have disengaged employees, but they got the economies of scale that we'll never reach.
Oh my gosh. So what are the most, and I think you alluded to this earlier, but what are some of the most significant factors impacting employee engagement today? Because it sounds like that's the foundation, really. You're setting that foundation for success later down the line. So what are some of those significant factors we're talking about here?
Well, there's things that are outside of our control and things that are inside of our control. So I'm going to spend more time on the inside of our control. But what's going on outside of our control is this. People are leaving jobs, not at the credit union, because work doesn't have the same idea that a lot of us grew up with. You go somewhere, you start, you show them what you're made of, and you work your way up. And eventually you go into management and who knows, but that's what you do. Right now, people are saying, you know, this part-time job I've got, or even this full-time job I've got, I can go bartend two or three nights a week, and I can go deliver pizzas for Jet's Pizza, and I get free food, and then I can work whenever I want to and make just about the same amount of money, but work when I want to, rather than having to show up this place every day at a specific time, mm-hmm. working with a boss I'm not crazy about. So I think this great resignation is really more of a great realignment, which people are not looking at work the way we looked at work. They're looking at a job as a means to an end. Mm-hmm. The end is more time with my family, more time with my friends, more life experiences. Whereas we said, hey, work is a significant, meaningful part of my life. And luckily, it affords me the ability to do the things in life that I enjoy. So we can't control the way people are looking at work mm-hmm. right now externally. The other thing that's happening is that we're working with people who now have different expectations about work. Whereas, well, you can tell I'm super old, but back in the day, it's like your boss is your boss, right? It's like you got a good boss, you got a bad boss, whatever. Yeah. You're lucky you got a good boss. He'll get transferred. You have a bad boss. Work is work. You do your job and you got to overcome a bad boss sometimes and just keep your head down and do your job. Now, people's expectations have been raised to the level of, well, I hear this all the time from managers. You sit down with an employee and say, I want to talk to you about your work, and it's not where it needs to be. What do you mean? Well, I don't agree with you. Well, we'll just have to see this differently. What? Right? In my experience, when the boss says something is what it is, I may think it's an idiot, but it is what it is based on what he or she said.
Yeah.
Now, we're working with people, and I don't want to go into the whole generational thing, but the idea is some people have never been told that effort of yours is not good enough. Results do matter. And we have more and more people who've been told, as long as you're trying, that's all that matters. Mm. And if you're trying, then guess what? We'll make the outcome different for you, so you'll be successful.
Well, there's many levels of trying.
Right.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.